Very few things have as much certainty as this one. John Peterson's headed to the PGA Tour, where he belongs. Young man, congratulations on some good play over these first couple of weeks.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that is good stuff, John. I spent some time with you at the Masters this year. We did a little Q&A with the Wyndham folks, and that was a lot of fun. And at the time, you and Nick were trying to figure out where you're going to play, how you're going to get to the PGA Tour. Do you feel like the decisions you made all the way throughout the course of the year were the right ones?
It's a good question. I probably made a couple of the wrong ones here and there, but right now I'm pretty happy with where I sit. It just didn't really come together for me in Omaha and all that. I mean, I was right there and just kind of had to watch my fate, you know, with that 8-foot putt Bronson made on the last hole. But, it was tough to swallow for a little bit, but right now I'm pretty happy with where I am.
It's interesting. You did something that I don't think a lot of people were anticipating a player doing, and that's qualifying for the Web.com Tour Finals both ways. I mean, you did it from your play on the PGA Tour, and you did it from your play on the Web.com Tour.
Yeah. No, it was a kind of a little pressure taken off me after. I guess it was after the Wells Fargo. Even though I missed the cut there, I'd played good enough at the Zurich and Colonial and a couple other PGA Tour events to where I was inside the number on the top 200 pretty comfortably. I think I was like 165 or something like that. But I was inside the number well enough to where it kind of freed me up for the rest of the year out on the Web.com Tour, and that's when I started really playing good. I don't know how far short I was of 25th, which was Andrew Svoboda's winner last week. Kind of ironic, but I think it was like $5,000 or $6,000. So, man, you just got it. Every shot matters out there. It's almost more than the big tour how much every shot matters on that tour.
It's the toughest dollar in all of sports. There's no question in my mind that the Web.com Tour with cuts to 60s that are often 3, 4, 5 under par. I mean, it is tough. You've survived it, young man. You don't have to go back. You need to play these next couple of weeks for a number and get a good number, but then it's off to the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. I'm so pumped. I was looking at the schedule earlier today, and hopefully I can get into all four of those events in the fall. And I've already played three of the four golf courses that they're on, so I really like that. But I'm going to miss a few more LSU football games, which is a good problem to have, I guess. I'm going to miss a little more hunting season. So
The Auburn game's during the week off, though.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm trying to get a field pass right now, but I'm not really having any luck. I might need you to make a phone call.
Well, I think that you've got all the contacts you could possibly need. As I was watching you this weekend on the television, I noticed that you had – Scotty Neiser on the bag, which I thought was really cool. David Toms, longtime caddy. How did that come about?
I was 14, 15 years old, living in Fort Worth, and they would come in to play the Colonial. They would come in to play the Colonial. I grew up playing at Colonial, so I would always get the pro-am caddy in the pro-am, and David would always play on Wednesday afternoon, and I'd get off school. I'd skip school, actually, and I'd go caddy in David's group. So I caddied a couple times and met Scotty and David and known them forever, and that's really when I figured out, I want to go to LSU, and ended up caddying in his group my sophomore year in college. That was the last time, and then I've played with David a few times, and now I've got Neiser on the bag. I called him an old man on live TV last week. That was probably a bad idea. He's not that old. He's like 48.
Not only that, he's strong. I think he could take you if it came down to it, John.
Yeah, he's good, man. I mean, it's hard sitting with him in a golf cart. He's about half the size of the golf cart and got no room.
This week is a tournament that you've played in before. As a matter of fact, you might have made some waves there a long time ago. The Scarlet Course at Ohio State, Ben Coles is the defending champion. I bet he didn't expect to be back and certainly defending, but it's just it's weird the way the schedule's worked out. How hard is it for you to say, all right, I've got two more tournaments to play before I can start the celebration?
I think it's easier for me just because coming back to this course, I really feel good around here. I'm staying with the same family I did 2 years ago, and they came to the Masters this year and watched me play and paid their own way. And I love these people up here, and they've been really good to me. And it was pretty much what jump-started my professional career, even though I wasn't a pro yet. It's where I kind of it's my first time playing on TV and doing that and kind of getting comfortable on the camera and all that mess. But yeah, it's a good spot for me. I like it up here, and I hope I can tear it up this week and continue to. I don't know. I played good last week, but I'm still number six on the priority list. I didn't move up at all. It's kind of strange, but I'll figure out the system eventually for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I think that you just go win a golf tournament, and that'll take care of it.
Winning, yeah, that would definitely help. I probably wouldn't stay at six for that.
No. No, I don't think you'd stay. I think part of the problem is you've got such a big lead on seventh. And, of course, with Will MacKenzie. The only names in front of you are Michael Putnam. He's going to be number one no matter where he finishes. You've got the two guys who've won and the two guys who have finished outright second in front of you. And then you, that's a great spot. How's everybody reacting to this system? I mean, you said we have to figure it out. You've figured it out, whether or not you know it or not. You're done. You're going to the PGA Tour. But from the other guys you've talked to, do they like the system? Are they upset that Q School's gone? What's the general reaction now that we're in it?
You know, it kind of depends who you talk to. I know the guys around my age. You know, I was talking to Hudson Swafford about it, and he likes it too. He likes that it's over a month long, and the courses are good. And, you know, it's not a birdie fest out there. I mean, 12 under wins a golf tournament. You know, it's a good course, and so he likes it. I like it. I think it's way better than having six rounds and that determining a whole year. You know, at least you've got four tournaments in this schedule where you know you can make or break your year, but you got to play well for a whole month. You know, you don't have to just play well for 6 days and kind of. I'm not going to say it's a fluke that some guys make it through, but you know, there's times when guys that make it through Q School lose their card pretty easily the next year, and I don't think you'll see that with this system. I think you'll see guys stay out there because you have to play consistently well for 4 weeks. But yeah, I like it. I like the system. I think it's good.
I think one of the other elements of it, and maybe not so much for you. I mean, you have a top five in a major championship, but I think for some players who haven't been to the PGA Tour yet, who haven't who look at the PGA Tour as some sort of far-off dream that finally comes true, the opportunity to play in tournaments with Trevor Immelman, to play in tournaments with guys who've won on tour like Will MacKenzie and Vaughn Taylor, I think that, you know, that helps as well, knowing what all is at stake.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, the guys that were just trying to make the finals in Omaha, you know, the guys that were just outside the top 75 trying to get in, I think it's different for those guys looking at these four tournaments than it is for, say, someone like me who was right there on the edge of the 25, you know, and then being disappointed and having to come back and try it again the next week. You know, the guys that made it into the finals just barely or, you know, crept in, I think they're looking at it as more like, oh, it's a $1 million purse. That's awesome. I can make a little more money to end my year off, and you know, I think it's good either way. I think either way you look at it, it's good. I mean, my teammate in college, Andrew Luke, who's out here, you know, he played really good in Omaha. He had a great week to get into he finished tied for 12th, which is the exact number he needed to finish. He needed to finish in a three-way tie for 12, and he finished in a two-way tie for 12. So I was really happy for him just to make it to the finals, you know, and make sure he has his job for next year at least. And I think it's just you can look at it two different ways, and I think that's one of the two different ways you can look at it.
When you look at your schedule going forward, obviously two more weeks, then a week off, and then literally, it's off to the fries. You've played a lot of golf this year. Have you started thinking about what you're going to do at the end of November when you actually have a month, you have 6 weeks off to sort of decompress a little bit?
Yeah, that's all I can think about. I'm gonna go buy myself a new bow, and I'm going to go bow hunting for 2 weeks straight. That's what I'm gonna do. I have an old bow, and it's not shooting as strong as it used to. And I'm gonna go buy a new Matthews, and I'm gonna go kill something, man. I've worn myself out here all year. I'm not used to this much golf.
That is all. Do you have the bow picked out?
No, I'm going to get a Matthews. I'm not sure which one I want yet, but I know I've got an old cheap bow. I've got a old Fred Bear, and I want to get something a little better, so I'm going to get a Matthews.
I think if you say Matthews two more times, they're going to send you one for free.
Matthews.
No, well,
say whatever you want.
I could not be happier for you. It's been fun to watch the progression. I saw the tweets that you put out for the Walker Cup team. I know a lot of the guys on it. I thought that was big of you. I thought that you not being on the team a couple of years ago was one of the great travesties from Walker Cups in recent past. And I thought that it was gracious of you to show your support and your enthusiasm for those guys.
Yeah, I joke around about, the Walker Cup because that's probably the biggest disappointment I've had in my golfing career, for sure. But, I'll joke around with those guys and post a picture on Twitter or something of all of them on the bridge and then superimpose my face in there and say, golly, guys, what great memories from the Walker Cup, or something like that. And some people take it seriously, but, I'm not a serious person in that regards. But, yeah, those guys, they romped them. They went over there and romped them. And it was cool that Nathan Smith ended up getting a clinching point because he's one of the coolest people in this golf world. And I got to play with him at the Masters this year for the first two rounds. And he's really cool. But, yeah, I was so disappointed. And it's kind of weird because this is the course and tournament where I played really, really well at 2 years ago as an amateur trying to make that team. And ended up not making it, but, they won. So more power to them. I'm happy for Corey and Bobby and Justin and those guys that I've known from Alabama for a long time. So pretty cool for them.
At the PGA Championship, I sat in on Jordan Spieth's press conference, and he said something that I thought was interesting that sort of went by the wayside from the rest of the media. But what he said was, I'm good, but you guys are really just seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of my generation of what you're a part of, in terms of the talent that they have and the heights that they're going to reach. Would you agree with that assessment by Jordan in terms of the fact that he looks to your generation to raise the level of the game in history?
Yeah, I said something actually at this event 2 years ago as well, where I got a lot of flack from it. what I said was the top guys coming out of college could compete with the best players in the world on the PGA Tour, or top 20 players in the world, and everyone hated it. They hated that this young amateur kid coming out of college is telling, these pros, these older veteran guys that he'll beat them all. They hated it. But, the guys I was talking about were Harris English, Jordan Spieth, Russell Henley, Scott Langley, Patrick Cantlay. I was talking about those guys. And, I think two years later, I was pretty close to accurate, Jordan Spieth made the President's Cup team. They won. Russell's won. Harry's won. Patrick's won out here. He's on the tour next year. I'm talking about those guys. And, yeah, I agree with Jordan 100%, And I think our generation is really good. It's really deep. And I think you're starting to see more of a youth movement, and it's kind of exciting to watch.
It's very exciting, especially for a guy whose career is over. You guys can't beat me now.
No, we can't. But you have a pretty cool job, though. Admit.
I'm not complaining one bit, my friend. I look forward to seeing you. I don't know where it's going to be, but it'll be sometime this fall. Congratulations. Go win this week and call us back next week.
All right. I'd love to. Thank you. All right.